Hey, Tom, did you feel that energy?
Hey, Elaine.
Look.
See? Cut. These from the other night?
You know what?
What?
That was too hard. I really didn't get that.
I know, but I think it's just the size of the cups. I found one of these big, tall coffee cups. As soon as I finish the coffee in it, I think we'll be able to make it work.
Tom, I can't do that one. It's too hard. Look what I found.
What do you got?
So I got this thing because Reverend Meg's been talking to us about the internet, and I got this idea. Because there's like been so much energy this week that it rained. And I figure that if, like, 1 week we're together and we can put it together so well that it rains, and this whole area needs to rain so much. Like, some of the farmers called me today and they said, could you guys, like, stay another week?
Do you think they'll let us?
So what I'm doing, I'm, like, writing this incredible article that I'm going to send off to the CLF, and Reverend Meg, she's going to publish it. And Kenyon's going to read it because it's going to become famous. And Kenyon is going to say, sure, you can stay another week. And we're going to have it all taken care of.
Can we make the turnaround happen so we don't have to pack up right now?
Yeah, because it's the internet. Wait a minute. I can't get a signal. Wait a minute. Can I read me from over here? No. It's gone.
Well, come here. I think I have reception here.
Okay, here goes my article. We're all ready to stay another week, right?
Yes.
Good. Okay, we're ready.
I'm sorry, we have to go home. And I'm sorry, I missed my cue. All right. Yes, sadly, we do have to go home. We've already collected a lot of keys, which is awesome. Please do not leave your key anywhere that we're going to be collecting keys when there's no person there. So give your key only to a planning committee member or a registrar, and the registrars will be set up over on the porch of Far Hall after the ceremony, and they'll take care of you. What? Yes. Okay. Youth, do not give your keys to a planning committee member or a registrar. Turn it in at Old Kenyon. Thank you. Okay. You guys, we're going to have a ceremony here. But I do have announcements, because there are always announcements. So bear with me, please. No. Kate Landis of Cleveland Society has finished her divinity degree from Andover Newton Seminary in the Boston area. That's exciting. She and Jay Greck from the Kent Church. Jay designed this year's logo, our little robots, and also other logos in the past, are driving across the country to Washington State, where Kate has received a ministerial appointment. They met at SI, believe it or not, years ago. They send their love to the SI community and wish they could have joined us this year. Where is Erica Jacobs? Erica, happy birthday. It's Erica's happy birthday. And I'll note that Erica's birthday is on July 14th, and that will tie into something later. Lost and Found from Pierce, that's where our Lost and Found has been located all week as we accumulate it, is in front of the stage along with a guitar case. Is there a guitar case? Down there. Great. After we are done here, Lost and Found will travel over to Far Hall, where everyone except the youth staying in Old Kenyon are going to be turning in their keys. If anyone finds a pair of plaster silver hands, does that make sense? Okay, please see Sharon Sikora or take them to Far Hall, where everyone except the youth staying in Old Kenyon will be turning in their keys. Reminder about the evaluation. The evaluations are available online, and we really, really want your feedback. We never get as much feedback as we would like, and this year we will be giving away some free T-shirts to 6 of the respondents, And you could get a free T-shirt for next year. Nathan's pretty excited about the free T-shirt, I can tell. Something that was lost this week and has not yet been found is a bag of percussion toys, last seen on Wednesday. And it goes back to Mike Samsel, Mike from the U-Tones, also known as Mikey. Mikey in the U-Tones. And that is what I have for you. That'll come. I promise.
The good part is I'm not going to sing anything. We've been talking about the internet and our connections this week, but we've also been talking about embodiment. And this has been a wonderful week of our embodiment with one another, of our sharing the community and the light and the depth within each one of us. And so in that spirit, this one last time, we light our chalice with the help of Oliver, who will lead us in the chant that they've been using in youth worship.
Good morning, everybody. So this is a chant that I shared with you in the youth community Vespers. And since I know you all have such excellent memories, this time we're not going to give you the words. Ailey's not on the screen. So we're not going to do it as a round. We're just going to sing it all together so we can hear all your lovely voices at once. And it goes like this. Love, oh love, oh love is the only thing that... Oh, wait, that's not the right chant. Let me try that again. Okay, this one goes, love, 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 love. Each of us is made of love, so love each other as yourselves, for we are one. So, love, 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 each of us is made of love, so love each other. I would also very quickly like to thank each of you. You may have seen me and some of the other youth outside of the lunchroom playing music for you. And thanks to all of your very, very generous donations, we were able to raise over $400 for the scholarship fund. So thank you all so very much.
So as part of the embodiment of love this week, we did an awful lot of folding these things. And perhaps you were given some of these when you came in the door by some of our young people. And if you were here last night, I can't help but do this. If you were here last night, you missed the unfolding of the enfolding of all of you, and with the folded paper. So I'm trying to get folded. I don't know how many times I can say folded. But, you know, this week I made a friend, a young friend, and Braden looked a little wary his first day here. He was a first-timer, and he looked a little bit wary at registration. And across the course of the week, to watch his energy grow to the point where his mother tells me he did not so much ask about whether they would be back next year as informed her that they would be back next year. And I have to tell you, that is that growing love thing that happens here. You know, and you should all, just for yourselves, go ahead. The hearts are yours to take home, and they can remind you of the rainbow of colors here, or all the heart that is here, and the growing love that is here, or you could just simply take them and put them on your refrigerator with a magnet, and remember this week, and look forward to next year's, okay? There you have it. And now, our children's choir.
Taking love me and loving me tonight. at the end of the tunnel.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. It really has been a privilege to work with the amazing folks I've been able to work with this year. And that means the current Summer Institute Planning Committee members, the SICP. And if I start naming people now, I'll forget. So I'm just going to keep going because I'm a little emotional. And none of you know about being emotional at the end of a week with a lot of lack of sleep. So we'll go for it. The current SIPC has worked diligently this year. They're really amazing. We are blessed with a fantastic youth panel and a young adult group and RE and on and on and on. And it really does make each of us, and it's easy to say, but it really does take each one of us to make this community. As I look out here, I can see people from bike rides and drumming and euchre tournaments and you name it that just springs up that makes this week so magical. And so I want to thank each of you for making this such a wonderful week. But yet, today, we really want to take a moment to recognize two amazing spirits in our community. And these two women have given much over the years. And I'm not sure how many years, because for me, they've always been a staple in this community. It's always been, they've been there in my experience. And these two spirits have given so much, and they're just very beautiful. And they are Evelyn Walzer and Renee Browning. I need you to come up, please. These two women have embodied a welcoming spirit. They have been here for each of us in this community in so many ways that we could not even name. They created a foundation for our registration process. And let me tell you, as chair, I've become a little bit more aware of the amazing complexities of registering about 600 people for Summer Institute. And this foundation that they laid allowed and supported a transition year to create a registration team. These two women are totally amazing. And I want Allison to talk a little bit about these bags.
A very little bit. We have a gift for each of them. And in those bags, we have something sweet and something beautiful and something useful. Because they've given us all of the organization and energy and spirit and time, and they're beautiful too. Thank you, guys.
Okay. the amazing part about this community is we get to recognize people. And so this is a part that I know that, that you are looking forward to. And what I would like to share with you is a little bit about what's coming up for 2013. And what I'm going to do is lead it off, and then we're going to have somebody else take over. And that is the point in the service where we get to welcome Allison Reed as the SIPC chair for 2013. And the good news is you may be able to encourage her to sing announcements again.
Would you like to know a little bit about next year? Yeah. All right. I have information, coincidentally. So the SIPC, I don't have a song prepared, I'm sorry. I had a little too much to do this morning. The SIPC consists of 9 members, and we work in 3-year terms. So there are 3 people who are leaving the committee this year after serving their fantastic tenure. Diana is stepping away. Nathan Staples is leaving the SIPC this year. And Sharon Sikora is leaving this year. And all 3 of them have been a part of this team. Yeah. Continuing with me on our adventures in planning are Cliff Adams, who's now known as our tech guy. Donna Schmitkin is also continuing with us. We have 2 members of the committee who had to leave early this week for assorted obligations. But Donna is not here today, but she will continue with us next year. Allison Fagan continues with us. Ken Keem is also not here today, but he continues with us. And Alan Halperin continues with us next year. Alan will be stepping into the assistant chair role, so I will be chairing the committee and Alan will be my assistant. And we have then 3 new people who are joining us on the committee this year. And I put these in alphabetical order just because. So joining us this year for a 3-year term on the committee are Amber Scott. Yep. Andy France. And Scott Pifo. So we're excited for a good planning year ahead and really excited. I have more to tell you about next year. I'll try to do it quickly. Our youth leaders, our youth leadership, the youth panel, has some adult leadership. There are 3 of them. They also do a 3-year rotation. So Carl Pierce was the chair of that adult part of the panel this year, and he's stepping off. Thank you, Carl. And the new person joining the youth panel adult core is Nathan Staples. The chair of the young adult panel, it has been integral in the planning this year as well and is stepping into the leadership role. So Mike Fry is going to be there with us. And joining Mike on the young adult panel, the assistant chair is going to be Andy Nash. And also joining them are Catherine Haker, Ellen Fry, and Jeff Browning. So thanks, you guys. Our fearless RE coordinators, Brenda Stetson and Nancy Hurt, will continue in their roles, which is great. And now we go back to Erica for a second, because Erica's birthday is today, July 14th, on the last day of SI. Next year, her birthday will be on the first day of SI, July 14th through July 20th. So we are shifting to the 3rd week of the month. We used to be on the 3rd week, and we've gradually bumped up. But 14 through 20, right here at Kenyon next year. Our theme speaker joining us next year will be the Reverend Art McDonald. I had planned to prepare a little bit more to say about Art, but I simply ran out of time. Many of us know him in this district. He served the Allegheny congregation. He is now in Massachusetts. Does anyone know exactly where? Because I can't recall. Essex? Yes. So he is going to join us next summer. He's really excited. So are we. He's excited to come back to the district. We're thrilled to bring him back. I can't tell you exactly what our theme is because he's finessing it, but it will be a social justice focus. That's most of the work in the ministry that we know him for. So he's going to bring us a little more social justice to think about. And that's what I know for next year. We hope that you all will join us. And we have a couple more things for you yet today. Thank you, everyone. We'll see you next year.
The SI Choir would like to share with you a beautiful piece on our way. It's called The Road Home, and the music is by Stephen Paulus.
For centuries, this flame has burned. For centuries, Unitarians and Universalists have lit it. We have lit it in one another. We have lit it in our sanctuaries. We have lit it in our hearts. We stop now to put this particular light out, but it is lit in all of our hearts. Our hearts of inclusion, our hearts of reaching out. And just as we gather and we love and welcome one another, that's what teaches us how to stand up for the world and to stand on the side of love. Take the flame, take your hearts, take what you've learned here, the compassion and the love and the joy, and take that with you when you go. And stand on the side of love wherever you are and make this a better world for having been here this week at SI. Blessed be.
Please rise in body or spirit for our closing song. This song has some arm motion, so you may want to spread out as best you're able. So it goes like this: I go, then you go.
May your life be as a song.
Resounding with the dawn,
resounding with the dawn,
to sing awake the light,
to sing awake the light,
and softly serenade the stars,
and softly serenade the stars,
ever dancing circles in the night,
ever dancing circles in the night.
I go, then you go. May your life be as a song.
May your life be as a song.
Resounding with the dawn.
Resounding with the dawn.
To sing awake the light.
To sing awake the light.
And softly serenade the stars.
And softly serenade.
Dancing circles in the night.
Ever dancing circles in the night.
Good. Let's sing it once together and then two times as a round, beginning with this half and then that half. Ready and sing.
May your life be as a song, resounding with the dawn, to sing away the light and softly serenade.
go in peace.